LEAP does take care of the finalization with advice from staff. We can either pick up on agenda item 14 or cover anything else you think would be, we could go through quicker.
Your pleasure, Mr. Chairman, but your pleasure how you'd like to proceed, but I guess my recommendation is we just continue on with proposals. We started out with the venture deer, and that will continue on with several other deer hunting seasons. It might just make sense to continue on with that conversation and recommendations for your consideration.
All right. Good idea. Let's do it that way then.
Okay. I'll turn it back over to John Canton and Chad Switzer to proceed.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Chair, you'll be stuck with me here for a while, so if you get tired of me, let me know. I'll turn it over to John. But on page 39, we have an exciting thing we want to visit with you. Sorry, I share my video here. Have an exciting concept here we want to throw out and have some discussion with you on. This would be a new chapter titled Deer Hunting Season for Disabled Veterans. And this would be an effort to provide opportunity for disabled veterans and those Purple Heart recipients to participate in a special deer hunt here in South Dakota. And the department, in cooperation with sponsoring nonprofit organizations in South Dakota, would like to encourage a discussion with the commission to create a small number of resident any deer licenses that would be valid on private land only. So this would be kind of follows a model real similar to a pheasant hunting season that we have for disabled veterans here that I believe the commission worked with our department to put together here a few years ago. But if it's okay, Mr. Chair, I'll just kind of go through some of the bullets up above there. Again, these are just things for a starting point, and we'd certainly like to hear any input or other options that you might want to consider. So the recommended change number one there would be to, within Article 41.06, would be to create this deer hunting season for disabled veterans. Number two would be that deer hunts authorized for qualified disabled veterans and Purple Heart recipients may be established any time during any open deer season upon application by a sponsoring nonprofit organization. Number three would be these deer hunts would be valid for residents only and statewide on private lands only. Number four would be these hunts would be available only to those disabled veterans and Purple Heart recipients that were unsuccessful in obtaining an any deer or any white-tailed deer license during the first lottery drawing. We felt that was important that they should, you know, not be maybe double dipping. We know that there are other hunter deer hunting applicants that are not successful for their preferred license, in particular for a buck, and we felt it was maybe important to throw this in here for consideration. There would be up to 50 resident any deer licenses available, with no more than 10 resident any deer licenses per sponsoring nonprofit organization. We felt that was an inadequate number that we could easily sustain within our buck harvest. And, you know, we don't quite know how many of these NGOs might have an interest to sponsor some of these hunts. The sponsoring nonprofit organization would be responsible for the license fees. And then number seven and eight there, I won't read all of those, but it's just some requirements for those NGOs on their applications that they would submit to the department, and then some reporting requirements at the conclusion of those hunts. So you might ask, have we had any NGOs reach out to us on this concept? And we have, and just to list a few, would be the South Dakota Wildlife Expo, I believe it is located in Sioux Falls. And then another organization would be the Wounded Warriors in Action Foundation has had contact with our staff. And I just want to personally thank Josh Delger. Josh is our regional terrestrial resources supervisor out of Sioux Falls, and Emmett Keyes, our regional supervisor there. I know they've had some contact with some of these organizations, and and helped formulate this recommendation for you to consider here, Mr. Chitter. So that's what we have to have a discussion with you on, and I certainly try to answer any questions or facilitate the discussion, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you, Chad. Any comments or questions from the commission? All right. It's a wonderful idea and a great opportunity. So I would entertain a motion. Seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor of moving this proposal ahead, say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, on page 41 would be our apprentice hunter deer season. This would be a season that is available to those hunters that have not yet reached the age of 18. And then if you remember here a couple years ago, you as the commission had made another eligibility requirement for those that had not previously held a deer license in the previous 10 years in South Dakota to be eligible for this license as well. And the changes we have for you here today would mirror what we discussed earlier this afternoon regarding the mentored deer hunter license. So the recommended changes that you see down there below would actually enroll, define those two license types and those two hunting units. If you'll see on the next page there, here they're titled APD for apprentice deer, the O3 unit and license up in the northwest part of the state, and the APD 13, the antlerless whitetail. These two geographic areas are identical to what we just talked about back in regards to the mentored deer hunting season. So the recommended change we have for you here today for the apprentice deer hunting season would be to modify the statewide unit and any antlerless deer license to the following. And you will see there the unit APD-03, which would be valid, a single tag license valid for any antlerless deer license that would include those West River units that are in the gray shaded color on the map. And then sub-bullet D there would be the APD 13, which would be that portion of the state not included in unit APD-03. And that geographic unit would have licenses that would be valid only for a single tag antlerless whitetail deer. So with that, Mr. Chair, I hope that's pretty straightforward. It's identical to what we talked about from the mentor deer. And I guess just one side note, I know Commissioner Olson was always interested in the number of apprentice deer licenses that were issued to those that were over the age of 18. And last year we issued 674 of those licenses, so 16% of the apprentice deer hunters utilizing this license were 18 years of age or older. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll certainly try to answer any questions.
Great, thank you. Any questions for Chad? I agree that was pretty straightforward, and I would ask that we have, you know, again, the information that kind of outlines where these deer are harvested throughout those units for our next meeting, as additional information specifically addressing some of Commissioner Spring's questions. With that, I would, any comments or questions? If not, I would entertain a motion. It's been moved and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.